This is a brief talk on how to work with difficult emotions, difficult negative emotions. The second foundation of mindfulness practice is mindfulness of primary feeling tones. Primary feeling tones are pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. All the emotions that we commonly feel, like anxiety or sadness, feeling low mood or depressed or guilty or angry, those are secondary feelings or emotions. The primary feeling tones are pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. Every thought, every body sensation, every sound that we hear, every sight object that we see gets registered in the brain as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Our common universal tendency as human beings is that we tend to avoid any unpleasant feelings, and we tend to search out or seek or grasp onto pleasurable or pleasant experiences. So this is a universal tendency. Of course, I would rather feel pleasant than unpleasant. So when any time there's an unpleasant feeling, again, we try to fix it, or we judge it, we react externally, we react to it. It always makes it worse when we do that. And we tend, again, to grasp onto or to find pleasure or something more pleasant. In the extremes, this can really cause us a lot of suffering. The main reason it causes suffering is because it's impossible to avoid unpleasant feelings in this life. So how to work with any kind of unpleasant negative emotion? The first step in working with the second foundation of mindfulness is simply to notice and name. Notice and name. Ooh, unpleasant right now. Unpleasant experience right now. We're talking about either external situations, but mainly internal experiences of mind and body. So once again, noticing, oh, unpleasant, and naming and noting. It's that simple. But don't take my word for it, okay? Experiment with this practice. Whenever you experience a negative emotion, you can start by naming it as, ooh, right now, in this moment, unpleasant. This is an acceptance practice. We're accepting unpleasant feelings coming through our awareness. If we can accept and name and note without reacting or trying to push it away or trying to fix it, they will pass on their own, because we really don't know what we're going to be experiencing 5 minutes from now. We're talking about being curious and kind and accepting in this moment, no matter what experience is coming through the mind and the body. So once again, practice noticing and naming pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And then noticing what happens once we name it in that way. What you're looking for is that it creates a little bit of space. It's almost like we've stepped outside of it slightly just by naming it and observing it. We're no longer caught in the middle of, let's say, an angry reaction if somebody cuts us off while we're driving. Ooh, unpleasant right now. Notice what happens when you practice in this way. So this is a brief description of how to experiment with accepting the primary feeling tones of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral.